Episode 333, triple threes. I think that's good if you go to the casino. Maybe triple sevens. I don't know. Hawks, listen up. We're talking to you, the guys on the inside. We've got a proposition for you, maybe an idea that we can make some things a little better in that NIL club. Also, you're going to hear our top five shows all time and a few other good stories, good laughs. Here we go. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome back, Washoe Walk-Ons fans, episode 333 of this here podcast. And I'm coming to you live from a house that smells worse than the inside of Hunter Biden's laptop because my dog Bane decided that he was going to go get sprayed by a skunk last night. It's pretty much my worst nightmare of all time is having my dog sprayed by a skunk because then your whole life is just skunked. And that's the reality that I'm living in right now. And Hunter Biden's a pedophile. So Kluver, anything you got?
You like how he just works that in there, Kev?
Yeah. Same. I mean, not so subtle about it whatsoever. Yeah. We know,
just how you really feel. Yeah. Seamless entry into the, you know, Bane dog getting skunked and, you know, news on the family members of our president. We got to love it. So that's the entrance, the beginning of show number three.
Introduction
would be a good word. Yeah. I think that's what I was looking for. 300 and what?
You know, it's coming right up here in a few weeks. So 337.
Oh shit.
And then 339.
Oh, so we have to have Josie.
I think you got to get Wiz back on for 337 and then Josie, Ike, and Bo on for 339.
It has to happen.
I don't know how we pull it off, but we should try.
Maybe not all three of them, but we got to get one of them. Josie ended up, he did respond to me after 48 hours and said, I've got time. So we got to get that freaking Amish guy on the show. I was going to call him something else. I don't think Ike wants to associate with us directly on the podcast, but I think Josie will. Or Bo. Bo will come on.
Maybe.
I don't know. 333 episodes. The season is getting closer. I think we're 51 days away from Iowa football. Getting a little close. When you're a player, you're starting to feel it. Starting to be like, oh shit, camp's around the corner. Kevin's favorite time of year. A lot of things going on. Today on the show, we're going to take a couple questions from the Discord. We're also going to cap the episode that we had, or the episode, the conversation that we had the other day about when Drake brought up Yellowstone, and then we got into this. I mean, he claims it's one of the top shows of all time. Come to find out that Drake's only ever watched through four shows in entirety.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys will come up with a show and I'll be like, oh wait, I've seen that show too. But maybe I've only seen a few episodes here and there. And yeah, I'm pretty sure after racking my brain this morning or afternoon, whenever I texted you, I could truly only come up with four shows in chronological order of when I watched them.
That's wild to me. Now I respect it.
No, Friday Night Lights. I watched Friday Night Lights, the show as well.
Okay. So you got five.
I do have five.
Okay. So it's going to be your five. Do you have to have watched a show in entirety to put it on your list? Or what if you've seen the majority of it?
Well, how could it be a top five show of all time if you've only watched a few things here and there? If you're not watching through something in entirety, how's it top five?
I tend to agree with you. I think that hard to give it a full rate.
What if a show like Yellowstone isn't done yet? You know,
if it's
still the best all time.
If it's still going, and there's more seasons that haven't come out yet, I think it gets a pass because there's still a full product out there to judge. You know, you can judge. How many seasons are there? Four, you guys said?
So far.
Yeah.
And how, you know, whatever. I don't know how many episodes there are each season. 10 episodes each season. So you got 40 episodes to work with. Whereas if there's 60 episodes to work with and you've only seen 40 of them, hard to judge the whole product, you know? Mine are all ones that I've watched all the way through. So that doesn't come into play for me, but we'll get to that in a bit. I do want to come back around to that NIL club. Drake, you weren't on the show when we talked about it. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No.
You have no idea.
That's correct.
Okay. So the players have come out, or at least it seemingly looked like the players had created this thing where there's 2,000 memberships. Essentially, they created their own Patreon, right? They've got a website. They're going to do like meet and greets and have their own Discord with players and all that. And for the year membership, you can buy in for $200 and you get to be a part of basically like the walk-on army, except for it's like the current players thing. 2,000 available memberships, $200 a piece, $400,000 pot split evenly between every player that decides to participate in it. Initial thoughts from you, Drake Kulik.
They should have charged more for sure.
Way more, right? Way more.
If I was doing a year-long membership while I was still in the program with inside access to active players, I mean, it would have been so much more expensive than $200.
$500 minimum.
They really should have had an extra brain in that room that was outside of the players. They should have should have maybe thought that one through a little better.
Here's the deal. When it came out the other day, they all started, you know, touting their, they got graphics and everybody's coming out with a video. Hey, support the Iowa City NIL club. Of course, I get sent all this stuff, this background information. This wasn't created by the players. And this is where I get a little sad.
Hate it. Hate it.
This is where I get a little sad because we should have done this, man. We'd be fucking rich. That exit strategy, we'd be out. We'd be on the rocket ship with Elon because somebody else created this idea. A company, a firm, I don't know, three bros like us came up with this idea. Michigan State has one. Kansas has one. Texas has one. Maryland has one. Everybody has one. And it's the, if you go to their website, it's the exact same website with different colors. And they just took it. They made an idea. They created a template for that whole process and they fucking copied.
I mean, dude, that's genius. I mean, you think about it. There's, you know, 60 Power Five programs more.
60.
Let's call it 60. Call it $500,000 average per program. You bring it in. Say they just take 10% of that.
Gold. Your mic is, you're on the internal, Kev. And that was my immediate thought because they started sending it to me and they're like, looks like Kansas has one of these. Looks like whoever has one of these, it's done by this company. And it's literally copy and paste. It's so smart. It's so easy.
You got me now?
No, but you can talk.
I mean, yeah, it's so easy. And say they take 10% of everything from all those schools, they're making $3 million a year.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. We should have done it, boys. We're literally doing it for ourselves. We could have scaled it across the country. And all it would have taken, we could have done it remotely. All it would have taken, God damn it. Oh, we messed up.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, it hurts so bad because we're literally, we are doing the idea. Our Patreon is exactly what they're doing. They don't even have it. Their perks for $200, I guess they are a little bit more valuable because they're current players. But like Drake said, dude, you know, okay, say they take 10%. That's the next question, right? Is how much is this company that's doing it for them? How much is the cut, right?
I'd say 10% is pretty, it's gotta be ballpark.
And your mic sounds better. If it's 10% and it's $3 million, that is, I mean, who knows if they're doing it everywhere. Oh man. So that's question one, right? Is how, you know, because if it comes out that they want to be for the players, but how much are they?
I didn't know that this podcast was going to make me suicidal, but now I'm just sitting.
Are you sad, dude? I'm sad.
Did we miss out on $1 million a year just because of an idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Cause it's a very easy idea, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing is a lot of companies, a lot of business plans, they require a lot of infrastructure, right? A lot of overhead.
No overhead in this whatsoever.
Zero overhead. You're literally
a website.
Our website guy that put together our website, my personal website, he could have easily put together a template like this, copy and pasted with the team's colors, and managed 60 URLs, 60 domain names. Oh my God, we're dumb. Fuck me.
Dude, I'm crushed now that we're talking about it.
I'm flustered. And dude, the only thing they're doing is, I shouldn't say it's that easy. I don't know if now this company, they clearly have the money to hire personnel to do it, but like the only benefits that they're offering is a chat room, right? All they did was create a Discord server for each team. That was one of the four perks. Exclusive access to the players' content, right? So it's just, they just create the paywall and show the players how to upload it.
All right. Here we go. Thought process time.
We steal
Big
it?
Brain moment.
We're going to steal it.
Yeah, it's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay.
We
just make it better.
I don't think they have anything that they can patent.
No.
So we go talk to our boys on the squad right now.
Oh, they'll switch over guaranteed, man.
And we'll undercut whatever they're with right now.
My motherfucking man, Kevin.
Kevin goes, hey.
And guys, there you go. The Washington Walk-Ons are now the providers for the Iowa players.
Hey, dude, it'd be just like when we stood during that summer presentation of the Herdmaster fence, and we stood up in that fucking entrepreneurial class, and we're like, sharks, I'm here to tell you today about an opportunity that you guys could simply not pass up. But instead of the sharks and Mr. Wonderful and Mark Cuban, it's going to be KF and Wampa and Proctor. And we're going to be like, Hawks, the walk-ons are here today to tell you we'd like 25% and an investment of all your content and exclusivity. And we're going to make you a shitload of money. And by the way, we're taking 9%. We're going to actually take 9% instead of 10%. And then once we get it set up for them, we're like, we're also going to go to Baylor and hit up Dylan Doyle, and we're going to start one there, and we're going to go everywhere else. And oh man, I'm so sad. Okay.
So problem solving time. What is stopping the players from just building their own template website, all that kind of stuff?
That's a great question.
You hire a guy to make you a website.
Realistically, nothing.
Discord.
Nothing is
like zero.
yeah. Nothing is stopping them. If they could find a guy, and I really only think that if you found, like, you would need one guy who can put together a website, knows how to code a website, and then is smart enough on the business side of things to take what this company is offering and be able to manage that, right, for the team, and that will do it cheaper. Nothing is stopping them. Unless they signed a contract or something. Maybe they did.
That would be the only thing that's stopping them. But
if I was the company, I would probably be looking into that, because I think some player somewhere on some team is going to be like, hey guys, we could do this by ourselves and not miss out on $40,000. Like, you know, there's probably
patreon.com/washup walk-ons.
And if we have to add another tier to the Patreon, that is the the current player tier and make it a $50 or $100 tier a month, we can do that. And I will drive to Iowa City on a weekly basis and do exclusive interviews with the players in washed up walk-ons format, vibe style. I'll go
asking your questions,
from the Discord. I will go into Wallace's office with my fucking cell phone and get midweek interviews. I'll provide that content if we have to add a Patreon level at 100, 200 a month. And all of that kickback will go to the players. So all I'm saying is, anybody out there, you know, if you're a player and you're like, God, this company that we just signed with, they're kind of, you know, bending us over. The walk-ons might be able to make something happen. That's all I'm saying. All right. Now that I'm sad that we'll probably actually never capitalize a single dollar off of this idea, I'm going to pimp it out because I can't not pimp it out for the boys. If any of you have signed up for that pre-registration list for the NIL club, and it actually burns me to do this because of everything we just talked about. You probably got a text or an email if you're on that list, because I'm on it as well. The passes to the NIL club access go on sale Friday at 11 a.m. So by the time you're listening to this, unless you're a Patreon member, it is about a day away for those passes to go live. You can join the most important club for Hawkeye fans. We cannot wait to see all of your hard work. I'm reading this right from the email. And if you happen to be someone who's going to buy more than one pass, which I don't know why you would, because one household can probably, I don't know. If you buy two access passes, you get a free shirt. If you buy four, you get a hoodie. And if you buy 10, you get a signed photo. That's trash, dude. These fucking I'm telling you, man, whoever's coming up with this, God, this is why it's making me mad, because they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know the value of what they can get done with this structure. Oh, someone stick a sword in my back, Jon Snow my ass, because I'm pissed. God damn it. And Drake's eating fucking ramen. I'm sorry, guys. Everybody listening, this has just been a rant. It's just been a rant. And hey, Matt, my website guy, Matt, if you're listening to this, dead ass, I'm ready to steal this idea. And Drake is too, and so is Kevin. I'm not kidding.
I'm in. Whether Kevin wants to save face or not.
No, I mean, I don't think there's anything legally stopping us or anyone else, unless the players have signed an exclusive contract.
Hold on. With this company. Hold on a second. I'm dead. I'm dead ass serious. Undercutting. This could be where the walk-ons goes. This could be how the walk-ons give back and stay active within the community for years to come. We provide the platform. We become this company for Iowa exclusively. Fuck everybody else. We'll still do our podcast, but all of their exclusive content and events happens through us.
Undercut them, Papa. Come up with a better shit. We'll brainstorm it. I'm all in.
Oh my God. I'm a thief.
Come on, let's do it.
There's no other company that knows the Iowa fan base better.
That's what I'm saying, is for the kind of, they're in for one. They're in for one.
We're going to win. We're going to win.
Tell me. Tell me.
There's a Jew.
What the fuck? And now here's the kicker, is will the players associate with us because of stuff like that? And that is an open question that could be
guaranteed
up for debate.
You know, those boys are all about it. They don't want some stiff weirdo that masturbates in his mom's basement setting up websites.
Just swimming in the $3 million that he just stole from all those college kids. Oh my goodness.
They want former players representing them.
All right. Well, while you suck down a bowl of cereal, Drake, I'm going to give a shout out. Plenty of people saw this on on Twitter or social media, but I'm going to read it again for those who didn't. Zach Tweet, spelled TWEDT, is actually a player. He's Okay, well, I'm an asshole because I actually don't know exactly what position he plays. I think he's a linebacker, and he's actually from like close to Marshalltown. I'm pretty sure he stopped and helped the lady change her flat tire on the way home or back to Iowa City. I was on my, this is from Tina Gunn on Facebook, random woman. Zach didn't know her. I was on my way back from my son's track meet in Minnesota and got a flat tire on an Iowa interstate. I tried to request roadside assistance in my Allstate app because I don't know how to change a flat tire, but was not getting a signal on my phone because of where we were in Iowa. So I was looking down, messing with my phone, and thought of instead of using the app, I would call Allstate. Takes longer. I was thinking it's going to take a few hours for them to get to me once I get a hold of them. When my son goes, someone is here. Like, this guy appeared out of nowhere, dressed in Iowa Hawkeye gear, and goes, can I help you? Long story short, his name is Zach Tweet, football player for the Iowa Hawkeyes. I just wanted to appreciate him for being so kind and helping a stranger out who needed to get her kids home safely. He could have kept going, but he didn't. What a good dude. May God reward him for his kindness today. And then she took a selfie with him on the side of the interstate as a semi is about to, or actually just rolled by. What a legend. Just stops and helps a lady out, changes the tire on a hot summer day. Good for him. Shout out. And then I wanted to bring light. I should have gone with this first and then the good news second. We talked about it real briefly that basketball player Ava Jones commit, whose family got on the wrong side of a car accident in Louisville at a tournament. Her father passed away, unfortunately, from that, I believe it was a drunk driver or something downtown Louisville. There is a GoFundMe for Ava Jones and her family. And I'm going to find that quick and then use here we go. Jones Family Fund. It's already at $113,000 because it's been passed around the Iowa community already. It says on July 5th, while traveling for Ava's AU basketball tournament, Ava and her parents, Amy and Trey, were seriously injured when they were struck by a car while walking in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Trey sadly did not survive. Ava and Amy remain in the hospital. This fund will directly benefit the family and help support them during their extensive recovery. So super fucked up situation. But if you guys want to help Hawkeye Nation, anybody who listens to this podcast happens to listen to this one, go help. That is a sad, sad story. And that's an incoming Hawk. That's going to, you know, be a student athlete for the next 4 years and, got to take care of your own. So there's that. And with that, we won't go right into some content. I'll go into an advertisement so that we can kind of break up the mood there.
I'm sad as fuck right now.
Yeah, that can add to the sadness. But maybe, hey, if you're sad out there and you're listening, I'm not going to try and work through the sadness there. DRF could make you happy if you make money. I had several people in the DMs. A couple of our Patreon members who just turned 21. We got people that are...
Shout out to them.
We got our people who are young, who are old, all over the place. Turned 21, immediately downloaded the DRF app. And that's because you guys know DRF. They're the boys. Title sponsor of the show. Shout out. I'm getting the details ironed out of the Iowa State Fair. I got a DRF polo in the works for me. I'm going to be down there. Come look at your boy. Come listen to the podcast that we're going to do. It's going to be a fantastic time. DRF Sports, the Iowa sports book. It's all you need to learn, bet, have fun, and make some money. So there's that. AdCraft. We just got done with the Goopy and the Fully Tinted t-shirts. We're going to be coming out with some new merchandise as the season draws near in the next month. Have a little, a couple new items to buy and rep at the tailgate as we get into tailgate season. Maybe rep it at the Ward tailgate, Kev. Maybe throw up a new flag that we got in the works. Oh, yes. If you guys want to stay connected with the walk-ons merch, it means you're going to be connected with AdCraft. And if you guys need any custom merch apparel, I play in a volleyball league on Tuesday nights, and right across the sidewalk is a softball league, a slow pitch softball league that is going on simultaneously. They all got jerseys. If you need a jersey for your slow pitch league, I bet they could help you at. All right. So adcraftwebstores.com for all of that. Let's get into something that we did not do and use usually a DHT segment. Drake was just eating some food. It wasn't crumble cookies, but he did make it to crumble this week. Drake, take it away. Tell me about crumble situation for the week.
Wasn't super impressed with the whole lineup. They had a couple of good things. Didn't get the toffee chocolate, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My peanut butter was Reese's and it was very good.
Love that.
They had the double fudge brownie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was just like a repeat and got that. And it's incredible. Got the apple pie from last week.
Mm.
And then the strawberry Pop-Tart. Fantastic. So all in all, great, great week. But not too much new.
Yeah. You got that yesterday, right?
Yes.
So that was the highlight of a low light day where Bane stuck his face in a skunk's asshole and ruined everything. Can I get a synopsis of that situation?
That's really effectively, we were playing outside. It was dusk and, we were just on the, in the back where we always throw the ball, play with Bane, whatever. And, Bane and Milo were running towards the ball, and out of this storm drain comes a skunk and
a sewer skunk.
And Bane was going after the ball, and like I saw the skunk, and then he obviously saw it and started to go towards it. And I yelled no, and so he didn't run up to it, but he ran by it. So the skunk like knew. And then pointed his ass right at him and just sniped him.
And you sent to us immediately that he got skunked and everything smelled like shit.
Dude, I can't tell you like how bad of an experience it really is if your dog gets skunked.
And so the
your whole life gets fucking skunked, bro. Everything smells like skunk.
Can you smell it right now?
Yes.
Poor guy. That's so bad.
He doesn't smell like skunk anymore. Like there's a little part on his nose that I'm still scrubbing that like slightly smells like skunk. You know, it's not like, whoa, knock your face off. It's just like, yeah, I mean,
right.
He sniffed the skunk's nuts. but the rest of him is good. The house, though, it's honestly not okay.
Hey, it's a rental at least, you know?
Yeah, and fuck them. I don't care. But still, it's for the next 2 weeks. So brutal.
Yeah, that's tough. It was Amazon Prime Day the last 2 days. You boys find any good finds there? I feel like Kev is like a low-key Amazon Prime hunter.
No, I don't even have an Amazon Prime account.
Also don't have an Amazon Prime account.
All right. Well, that was a hit and miss. Check that one off.
Swing and a miss. Strike one, two.
Check that one off for next year. I'm an asshole. Great. cool. All right, let's move on to this. A couple questions from the Discord. I popped in there. I was like, hey, we might not have a full thing of content. I didn't realize I was going to go down the rabbit hole of depression, figuring out that we missed out on $3 million. So I did fill a little bit more space there. Couple good questions that we haven't taken before that we're going to take before we get to the TV show conversation. Top three most influential people in each of our football careers. So individually, that could be from the beginning of flag football in first grade all the way through when we were all involuntarily retired by the game itself in 2018. Pending I don't get selected into the XFL and become a legend, which no one's reached out. So I'm pretty pissed about that.
That's a damn good question.
Yeah.
I hate capping it at three because I feel like a lot of people are going to get left out.
Well, you can give some honorable mentions. I have some honorable mention TV shows on here. You guys think, and I'm going to, or maybe we can go one at a time, but I've got one for sure. It's my number one and it's my dad. He played the game. He coached the game my entire childhood. He and my mother both are the ones who got me into football. Took me to Iowa games, took me to Iowa State games, was my coach 3 years in high school, was the one who got me into the weight room to get bigger and stronger and faster in fifth grade, which is why I always give him shit, because that's why I'm 5'10", because I stunted my growth. In reality, I just have midget genes. I don't think you're supposed to say the word midget anymore, but I've said it twice now.
Midget, 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 midget.
Okay. And my dad's my number one by far. My number two is Coach Ferentz. I mean, it'd be hard to leave the guy off the list. There's probably, you know, in that existential 100 universe question that we've gone over before, there's probably one or two of those worlds where Tyler Kluver doesn't make it to the end of his Iowa football career. And Coach Ferentz was a big reason, and a lot of the other coaching staff, why I turned from an asshole into a slightly less of an asshole who could figure his way out through 5 years of Iowa football. And one for the haters. Oh, Chris Doyle shows up on the list. Hard to not put him on there. I was probably pre-diabetic in 2013. And Drake can vouch for that. Drake got a lot of love handle in N320. And, you know, by the time I was a senior, that guy and his staff, they turned me into a pretty damn athletic, about maxed out potential for a 5'10 kid from Marshalltown. So
5'10 dirt bag from Marshalltown.
5'10 bald looking ass from Marshalltown. So those are my three. Maybe your three are the same. Insert your dad instead of mine, or maybe Todd was influential on you guys too. I don't know.
Three is really
Todd's tough. On the list. He's not in the top three, but he's on the list.
Okay, I need four spots.
Okay, you can take four.
Yeah, because because Iowa football gets two. Okay. If Iowa football only got one, but they Iowa football gets two.
Yeah.
Matt Schultz, Coach Schultz. He was my first ever coach, going all the way back to baseball. Jake's dad. I mean, Jake and I have been best friends forever, and. Yeah, Matt was just kind of like the dude, looked up to him. So I always wanted to try and like he was a tough ass as a coach. And I always kind of wanted to like show him that, you know, I'm tougher than you. So he definitely is number one. Coach Mueller, my high school coach, is number two. Just a great, great all around human, helped me a lot. Being an absolute shithead and not getting in trouble. Coach Mueller helped a lot with that. And then for the two Iowa football ones, fuck the haters, Coach Doyle, the absolute man. You can sit on my fist and spin if you got anything bad to say about him. He's an asshole, but he helped a lot of great.
He's an equal opportunity asshole.
He helped a lot of young men turn into like real adult men and go on about their lives in a successful way that they wouldn't have otherwise. And then Brian Ferentz, because without Brian, I literally don't make it through Iowa and I'm probably in jail.
Jesus Christ. And the thing is that's real. So go ahead, Kev. I've got an honorable mention three too that I'll say afterwards, but.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like you give me a dozen, I'm still gonna feel like I left people off. But yeah, number one, gotta go with the pops. Kind of like you, Kluver. I grew up kind of wanting to be like my dad, and my dad played Big Ten football back in the day, and yeah, he's the reason I wanted to play football and fell in love with the game. We grew up going to Illinois games. And those are some of my fondest memories as a little kid. So yeah, he's got to be number one. Number two, I'm going to go with Phil Parker. I don't know if I've ever met anyone else who just has such a passion for the game of football and coaching it to the degree that he does, like so into the minute specific details, trying to get you to your absolute ceiling as a player, and the standards that he would put for himself for the amount of film work he went and put in, and you know, just a depth of football knowledge. So he's got to be my number two.
Kevin, how fast would you dig the hole to help Coach Parker bury the body?
Just tell me how many shovels to bring.
That's right, Big Daddy, dude.
No, you know what's crazy, bro? That's a funny question. Like, that's a funny question, right? For a podcast, three guys, we're having a good time. Dead ass. Everybody in their life has some people who, if they called you and were like, "Yo, no questions, I need you here right now with me, and bring a shovel." Like, couple. Wallace calls me. He goes, "Kluver, grab a fucking shovel." Kluver, don't put on, no. Put your fucking shoes on and grab a fucking shovel.
And Kluver, leave your phone at home.
Kluver, don't
bring be tweeting this from the washed up walk-ons.
Kluver, if you fucking put this on social media, I swear to fucking God.
Your Wallace impersonation's gotten pretty good,
dude. It's gotten good, dude. It's got me rolling. Dude,
when I get a little older and my voice deepens, because I've got a high voice that I hate, but when I get a little deeper, man, I'm going to be able to do Wallace on a mic and no one's going to be able to tell the difference. I swear to God, if he gave me that call, I'm showing up.
Gotta show. Okay.
You know, everyone's got some family members they'd show up for, a couple buddies. You know, Drake or Kevin calls me, I'll probably showing up. Coach
Wallace. Did Wally make your list of three?
He did not.
He's an honorable mention.
He's one of the three honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah. You went KF and Coach Doyle.
We cut Kevin off at two. Also, I'm going to cut you off again before you go to three, Kev. What is Coach Parker? By the way, him and Wallace just secured another three-star safety, probably a cash-looking athlete position, won out in a battle over Wisconsin. Gotta love that.
Suck that one.
Khalil Tate is his name, I believe. So
good name too.
Oh, dude, good name.
Khalil Tate making plays. That's a good name.
That's a strong safety cash position. No,
bro's gonna bring the heat. Anyway, what is Coach Parker gonna do when he officially retires? Is he gonna die on a football field? Because I don't know.
Phil Parker's. He's got a timeline in mind. I'm sure. I think he'll just put his feet up and he'll finally relax a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
He's going to put a marg in his hand down in Mexico and put his feet in the sand?
I don't know about Mexico, but, you know, dude has been like, this dude lives at the freaking complex during the season.
Lives there.
Lives.
Can you but can you imagine Coach Parker at like a tiki bar down in Mexico? He's got a drink in his hand.
Oh, 100%.
He's looking, 100%. There's a TV on and he's like, "Hey, change that fucking thing to Big Ten football." Watching the Hawks from like Cancun motherfucking people.
So one of Coach Parker's things was, you know, after a win, the coaches, they go back, they watch the film.
Smoking
right away.
A coke.
He's like, we, you know, if we played a good game, I just like to go sit in my hot tub and have a smoke and a Coke and just relax for a little bit. So that's what Coach Parker's going to do with the rest of his life, man. He's going to have a cigar and a nice Coke and whiskey.
Awesome. I fucking love that. All right. Who's your number three?
Number three has got to be KF as well.
Yeah.
Damn. I feel bad about leaving so many people off the list.
I mean, it's not that serious, but
it is. But yeah, KF is the,
but also the people who you left off the list cannot be offended by the fact that they're behind Kirk Ferentz, Phil Parker, and your father.
And Brian and Brian Ward.
Yeah, honorable mentions, Seth Wallace, LeVar Woods, Coach Doyle, and my high school position coach, Larry Shepard.
Yeah. My honorable mentions would be Coach Wallace, my uncle, who was the original Kluver long snapper back in 1997 for the Iowa State Cyclones. If he doesn't play the position, my dad probably never assumes that I can just naturally do it at 12 years old for our sixth grade football team. And then who knows where I go. And Al Jones, who was a AAU basketball coach of mine, but the way he coached was very Doyle-esque. And I might have fucking cried in the weight room in front of Doyle if I didn't have some preconditioning to some very tough old school coaching in my younger days. And Al was the one who gave me that. So shout out to those three.
How hilarious would that have been if Doyle would have made Kluber cry in front of all of us?
Dude, I mean, let's be honest. There's a couple times where I honestly could have anyway. I was like, fuck. Guy gave me his due. Speaking of that, I actually talked about Coach Doyle with a, so I mentioned I'm in a sand volleyball league on Tuesday nights. We played this team last night. There's this tall motherfucker. He comes up to me after the game. He goes, "Are you Tyler?" And I was like, "Yeah, we just played the whole game." He's like, "Are you Tyler?" He's like, "I'm Clint Huntrods. I was a few years before you." Turns out he was 10 years before me. So I was like, I was like trying to remember him or something. He ended up being the short snapper. Like he handled all the PAT and field goal snaps in 2007 for the Hawks and like just randomly played him in sand volleyball last night. So
you say his name is Clint Huntrods?
Yeah, Clint Huntrods.
Sounds like a porno name.
kind of looked like a guy who maybe could do porn, you know? I don't know.
Or he belongs in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. All right, good question. Whoever dropped that question, real good question. And one last one, top podcast that we enjoy outside of recording our own. I mean, ours.
Are You Garbage? If you're not listening to Are You Garbage comedy podcast, do yourself a favor. It's absolute gold.
Kev?
I don't really listen to a whole lot of podcasts.
You don't in your car all the time?
Nah, not really.
What do you do?
I listen to the radio.
You're an asshole, dude. Come on.
Yeah, man. I gotta be up to date, see what's happening in the markets, in the business world. I gotta
listen to podcasts about the markets.
I don't need it. I got a good radio station for it.
That's the most Kevin thing. Okay. Well,
yeah. I listen to Pat McAfee every now and then.
Okay. Big fan of, he's a health and fitness guy and medical guy, but Peter Attia, he's a doctor. He's crazy. Does a ton of shit, former endurance athlete. I listen to Jocko podcast. It's a really good one.
I listen to Jocko every now and then too.
Rogan. But I listen to Rogan very specifically for the guests that I want to hear. I'm not just like I listen to every Rogan episode. And then, I'll just say those three. I have about 20 podcasts in my library that load, and I rip through them at 2x speed and listen to like 20 to 30 episodes a week. So I'm sort of a psychopath. All right. That brings us to the conversation of the hour to cap this off, a little top five action. Everybody loves a top five. They do this on Bussin' with the Boys. They do this on plenty of other podcasts. For some reason, we haven't made it a staple. And we talked about burgers a couple weeks ago. We talked about In-N-Out being very average. People in the Discord disagree. That's their problem. Tonight, we're going top five shows of all time for us personally, because obviously we haven't seen every single show, so hard for us to judge. Drake's only seen five of them in 28 years of life. Somehow he's only...
I watched the first couple seasons of Gotham as well. Didn't make it all the way through it, but that show was pretty fun back in the day.
Okay. So here's our top five. You know, you can judge them if you want, but these are our top five, and we're all going to start with our fifth one, just like they do on a lot of these. Shit. Your fifth show.
Oh, shit.
Out of the five. You can write them down. I'll go first.
Drake, you only got five to choose from, man.
Yeah, seriously. Just throw them in order.
I got to remember which five they are.
So my fifth on the list is Prison Break. Now, okay.
Never watched it.
Did they fuck up about a season and a half and make it not that good for a little bit? Yes, but the other seasons were so good that it slides in on my list at number five. The first season is a banger. The first season of Prison Break, you could honestly watch by itself and just be happy with that. And it is it's such a well-written show. The characters are fucking amazing. The plot, everything is so good. It it had me on the edge of my seat freshman year at like 1 a.m. every morning until I finished it in about 4 days. So that's my number five.
I'll give an honorable mention, would be number five, probably falls maybe even out of the top 10 because the last season really fell off because Kevin Spacey decided to diddle kids. But House of Cards was a great show for so long until it, until like the last season and a half or so. But my true number five is going to be Billions. I love that show.
Been meaning to watch that at some point.
Billions is a high quality show and I highly suggest it.
Okay. Drake, your five spot.
I wonder how many times Kevin Spacey and Hunter Biden fucked kids together.
Probably at least three times.
Number five, I will go with Friday Night Lights.
Okay. And you know what? For a lot of sports fans, respectable move. I actually have a sidebar about sports movies. Someone asked like top three football movies or something in there. Dude, I severely lack watching like the traditional sports movies. I can't remember watching Rudy. I can't remember watching Remember the Titans. I know I've seen it, but I can't remember it. Like,
can you believe the movie Radio got made?
Dude, Radio is I love Radio.
I know it's hilarious, but like,
it's not a comedy. Not a comedy.
Not supposed to be funny, you asshole.
not a comedy. But yeah, dude. I mean, if we're talking like football or sports movies, Radio is like maybe on my mind memory wise more than most. Like, but okay. I don't know if it makes it anybody else's top five, but Friday Night Lights, that is a good TV show. I'd probably put it, it's probably top 15 or 20 for me.
Listen, man, when you're choosing from five, something you just got to put.
All right, so we're back around to me. That's
so that's the worst show you've ever seen, then.
Worst show. It's
probably.
It is.
But I like dog shit.
But I liked it. That's the thing.
Out of all the shows that he's watched all the way through,
That's the thing. It takes a good show. No. That's the thing. I watched it all the way through. That's the thing.
So that's what qualifies it for you. You've seen a bunch of other shows.
There's a lot of shows that I've put my eyes on.
But then you stop watching
more than a couple episodes.
Okay. I you know what? That's a good way to funnel down good content. And we'll come back around to my number four, which is one that Kevin just mentioned. You know, Spacey can diddle kids all he wants. House of Cards is a banger of a show.
I'll tell you what, like the first.
So you're just good with actors being child molesters.
I would really prefer that they don't touch kids, but hey, the content and the acting and the show and the that show with the twists and turns it has.
If they had five seasons of season one caliber House of Cards, it would be my number one.
It also has a very unique breaking the fourth wall aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is so different from other shows. Man, it was good.
How do you feel about Meacham?
God damn it. Meacham. God damn. Kevin watched the okay, we won't get into it. Maybe another episode. Kevin was a little bit ahead of me in that when we watched that together. And he said, dude, you're going to freak out when you get to like three more episodes in. And I literally was pissed. I left the house when I watched one of the episodes. So that's my number four, House of Cards, Kevin Spacey.
Piece of shit.
Absolute piece of shit, but, you know, great actor.
Right, my number four is the newcomer, only through four seasons so far, but four fire seasons, and that is Yellowstone.
Wow.
Me and Alyssa have sped through that real quick, and we now desperately want to go to Montana.
Muscle-shilled County?
Muscle-shilled County.
All right. Did I even give my number four yet?
No, because you're last. It's your turn right now.
What is the second worst show you've ever seen?
Blacklist.
Okay. All right.
Good show, dude. I watched nine seasons of it. Sweet show.
Holy shit, there's nine seasons?
Bro, I've watched like 200 episodes of Blacklist or something like that.
Okay, so I know for a fact I watched the first season of Blacklist and I was hooked. I don't know why I stopped watching it.
Raymond Reddington is my guy, dude. I couldn't, like, we didn't even call it Blacklist. When Kaylee and I watched it, it was just, do you want to go watch Raymond Reddington? Like that was the name of the show.
Great show. Great show. Not in my top five, but good show. Second worst that Drake's ever seen. to the number three spot. And this is one that I got deep into freshman year in the dorms. Drake would fall asleep and I'd watch 2-3 episodes, fall asleep at 12:30, 1 a.m. We'd wake up at 5:15. And I was wondering, why wasn't I getting stronger? Well, guys, it's because I wasn't sleeping. I was watching this TV show and it's Lost.
Really? Okay. So I watched Lost as well. It was very entertaining.
Yes.
But I think it was because it didn't make sense and you just ask questions all the time and they never answered any of them.
So confused about everything.
Exactly. Like the season that the show ended and they didn't answer like half the questions you ask yourself during the time. But I will say it is a very good watch. It makes you want to watch the next episode always.
Absolutely. Again, another one of those shows that kind of was original for an idea, sort of a sci-fi feel to it. It's an older show. Shit, I think Lost came out in early 2000s.
It finished when we were in high school, I think.
Yeah. So, again, great characters, great dynamics between the characters, storyline's pretty damn good. Doesn't get too boring in any parts of it.
I loved how they did like the backstories for every character in there. That was my favorite part of that. But the fact that they didn't answer all the questions and the storyline wasn't exactly linear and like the ending was weird. So that's why it's not.
I'll agree with you. When I finished the last two episodes, it felt like when you are reading in a page of a book and you get to the end of a page and you're like, what the fuck did I just read? I have to go back and read that whole page again. That's the feeling I got when I watched the last two episodes. Cause I was like, wait, so was any of this real? Like what happened here? Is this person actually alive? Are they still there? Like I was very confused, but nonetheless, I enjoyed it thoroughly. So
yeah, it's a watchable show.
Third best show on my list.
My number three, which I think has the best ending ever written for a show, Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Breaking Bad is a quality show. Quality show. Now, I think it would be higher if it could be like an HBO type show where they could like do more cool shit. But since it was a cable TV show, it's got dropped to number three.
Okay. I'm surprised that Drake hasn't seen Breaking Bad all the way through.
I've seen the first few episodes. Kaylee had seen it and I was like, you know, I'll watch it. But then, you know, it was hard to get into. And
it is a little slower.
It's a slower paced show for sure.
But but damn, when you get deep into those, you would love like the back half of Breaking Bad, Drake.
I might get into it.
They're cooking drugs, bro.
I understand, but I like the herb that the Lord grows.
Well, but meth is cool too.
But it's not.
Did you see in the Discord that one of the horses?
My best homie from Muscatine, Big T, back in the day, his pops got locked up for 15 for meth trafficking, and T was in the Walmart parking lot with his dad when the feds pulled up on him, bro. So meth ain't that cool.
Okay, but did you see one of the horses at Prairie Meadows tested positive for meth?
Did see that, which is kind of cool.
What's going on?
They were just giving it Adderall, dude.
I was going to say, they gave it that pre-workout that was like one carbon off of meth that used to be legal and now it's not.
Jack 3D.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that shit was crazy. So what's your third?
I'm really bouncing back and forth here. But I think I'm going to be respectful to the number two spot and give number three to Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State.
Okay. And this actually brings into topic. Kevin and I always used to talk about this. I think Kevin and I are on the same page here. We believe that shows should be separated into hour long shows and more what you would call sitcoms, which are the 23 minute shows versus the 46, 47 minute shows. I think that it's apples to oranges.
It was a little different for sure.
A lot of the lists that I looked up just for reference to see what general public or articles thought, they were kind of combining both. A lot of shows get pulled in. Like I have my own list of five for short half hour shows. And Kevin knows which is at the top. Pretty easy. But Blue Mountain State. Well, maybe Blue Mountain State was an hour long show, was it?
No, it was a half.
No, no way.
Great show. Fucking Thad Castle. Unbelievable. Okay, so that's number three.
Number
which
two
comes back around to me.
I already know what both of your guys' number one is, though, so it's anticlimactic.
It is what it is. Kevin puts Breaking Bad at number three. It's number two on my list. Breaking Bad is, if you look at any list online, basically top five on everything. And that's including like people who are pulling from an aggregate of every show ever. Breaking Bad is just, again, original idea, found the right actors who just played the roles to a T. The script was kind of off the charts the entire time. It really didn't lull too much. And it was the number one spot on my list for a very long time until Winterfell came around. But number two, Breaking Bad.
All right. Well, here's where you've got him at number two. Surprise some people. Number two is Game of Thrones.
Wow.
No way, Kevin. Wow. What?
Number two is Game of Thrones. It is the most entertaining show I think I've seen. The storyline from start to finish kind of fell on its face at the end there. It's like watching a beautiful dance.
It did.
Okay. And then the dancer goes to hit their last move and literally just falls on their face, breaks their neck. They don't die, but you know, they don't get paralyzed, but they're going to be not dancing for a while. Okay.
What an analogy.
But the character development, the plot lines, the scheming, I love it so much. And I was very disappointed in the ending, but I am super excited for House of the Dragon coming out this year. Game of Thrones is my number two.
It's a good slot. Drake.
We're heading to the Yellowstone.
So number two for you,
number great show, man.
Number four,
it's a great, great, great show.
John Dutton,
dude. Forget John, bro. Give me Casey and Beth.
So you guys are.
Beth is a savage.
Beth is a psychopath.
Yeah. Granted, Drake's only seen five shows.
No, Drake, I'm surprised you don't identify with Rip. You're a Rip 100%.
Oh, I love Rip. I am Rip. But if I'm Rip. Then I have to like other people, and the people I like are Casey and Beth.
So the fact that it's on Kevin's list, because Kevin's actually watched more than five shows, that is interesting to me and probably what will get me to watch this.
This show is
it's a must watch.
It's a must watch.
Okay. Let me read. I got the storyline. Yellowstone follows the Dutton family led by John Dutton, who controls the largest contiguous ranch in the United States, under constant attack by those it borders, land developers, an Indian reservation, and America's first national park. It is an intense study of a violent world far from media scrutiny, where land grabs make developers billions and politicians are bought and sold by the world's largest oil and lumber corporations, where drinking water poisoned by fracking wells and unsolved murders are not news. They are a consequence of living in the new frontier. Is the best and worst of America seen through the eyes of a family that represents both. That's a good little selling.
It's a must watch show, and it might be higher on my list by the time that it finishes.
Wow.
Dude, okay. Clover, this show is wild sauce.
I'm in. I'm fucking in. You guys
just think about Red Dead Redemption.
And it's a TV show.
As a TV show.
Okay. Well, now Bo's watching it too, if you heard that. So that's through our number two. That's number two for you, Drake. And this brings me to number one. As I said, Game of Thrones. I might have been swayed by the experiences that I had watching it as well.
We had a good time.
Kevin and I,
six seasons of
Game Kevin of and I made it a... I mean, we basically turned into Game of Thrones critics as our job, because we would watch the show 6 to 8 to 10 hours a day for 2 weeks straight. I mean, we capped it in 2 weeks, the whole thing, one through
and,
six.
You know, like, you can never watch a show again for a second time. There's nothing right. like watching the show for the first time. And quite frankly, I so thoroughly enjoyed those 2 weeks that we watched those six seasons. It's some of the best times.
It was two of college. It was two
like,
of the best.
Like sometimes like you'll say like, oh, people like you're in college. You only have 4 or 5 years. You're going to spend it just binging. I regret 0% of that time. We binged that shit.
Nothing.
0%.
I regret nothing. Like I said, the fact that you and I got to hang out and just be bros and eat and, you know, go wherever we wanted, get some food, slap a Poncheros burrito down, whatever we wanted, turn on the TV, hear that music. And then, and then when the new episodes came out, we watched it on the big screen in the team room.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
So some of those insane dragon scenes and fight and war scenes.
We watched all of season 7 in the team room.
Oh my God. That, I mean, how can it's like your own private theater with all of your boys for free. It was unbelievable. So I think the experience may sway me here, but it's got a strong argument.
I'll throw this in there. The memes on Twitter after every new episode.
Amazing.
Were awesome. It is really fun to be watching a show that like literally half the country is also watching.
One of the best sci-fis ever. I mean, if Harry Potter was a TV show, that would be like tippity top for me. I mean, maybe they would have ruined it. I feel like eight movies was pretty good stage for that. But like sci-fi wise, that storyline is insane. And I'm still gradually, very slowly reading back through the actual books. Like I've got the second book on my desk here that I read 10 pages every now and then. Yeah, so
man, I just need the I don't even hate the last season, just the last episode, you know?
I just hate how condensed, like they didn't draw it out.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't on the same timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't on the same timeline. Otherwise, it would have been fine. So that's my number one. And there you have it. Kevin?
You have no idea what my number one is, do you?
I have to think. I don't, dude. I don't know.
Unless you go with that sci-fi show that y'all want. Nah, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Going back to your conversation earlier, Klub, this show never failed to make me laugh, brighten up my day. It is the funniest show
I love it
ever made.
Eat dicks,
it's
Kevin.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, folks. Come on now.
Well, I thought you were going with The Office. Thank God.
No. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep.
I think it's just the best show ever because
it's so good.
Because you just watch an episode, you start laughing your balls off because it's so ridiculous. And you're just in a better mood after you watch It's Always Sunny. It's
so funny.
I don't know how they're still doing it.
It's because it's successful and because it's so good.
Yeah. It is absolutely hilarious. And like they keep coming up with new storylines and plot lines and I don't know how they do it, but
it does very well because they play off the same premise of another top 3 30-minute show of mine. Always Sunny is the top of the list for me and on the short shows. South Park does the same thing.
South Park's an honorable mention for me.
They take current events and they go full on, no censorship. They will make fun of anybody in every situation and they murder it every time. It's amazing.
Sunny in Philadelphia, best show ever made.
And again, I just think, you know, with Mac and Charlie and Dee and Dennis.
There's been some severe character development too in the last few seasons.
Fucking man, dude,
the subtle plot, like the underscored plot lines, like, so you know, funny. Dennis is a serial killer.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's by far and away my favorite show if we're talking 30-minute slot. And I, you know, if you combine them on a list, it's up there. It's probably. Yeah, it probably is top 5 for me. So, good show. Good fucking show. Drake, who's number best one for show. You?
Number one is Power.
Power?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
Dude, it's a sweet show. Tommy and Ghost. Tommy is a character that I very, very, very much resonate with. And it's a great show.
Okay.
Tommy's got a couple of demons in him, if you understand.
Okay. I wish I had more to say about it, but I guess let me do the same thing I did with Yellowstone. Power TV show.
It's about like a
Oh, studio, it's
right.
It's yeah, the yeah. New, it's the New York sect of basically the Mexican drug cartel run by a guy named Ghost and his right-hand man, Tommy. And it's absolutely wild. Super, super dramatic.
Power tells the story of James St. Patrick, an intelligent, ruthless drug dealer who has the alias of Ghost. He wishes to leave the criminal world to pursue legitimate business interests as a nightclub owner. St. Patrick aims to balance these two lives while he avoiding police capture, trying to navigate his crumbling marriage and manage shifting economic alliances. Okay. I have seen some.
I do remember watching you watch that show every now and then. I come into the back house and you're watching it, and anything that got Drake cool watching it.
So Drake, you need to watch Sons of Anarchy.
Probably.
That is a show about drugs and gang.
Here's the thing, boys. I'm watching Game of Thrones right now.
In full respect, you need to give your full attention to that, because I truly believe that Game of Thrones will push out Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I'm confident the Thrones will also be able to dethrone Friday.
I could give you probably 5 episodes alone of Game of Thrones that could push out the entire series.
Episode 1 does not push out. When you're watching the dude bang his sister, that doesn't push out Friday Night Lights.
It's setting the table, bro.
Yeah. What table do you want? That's not a table I want to eat at.
Well, that's true. But that storyline drives deep until like the final episode. So
it takes forever just to introduce all the characters.
There's so many characters.
I think it's like three episodes in before you even understand who the hell is who.
I will say this, in the first season, maybe even the first 2 seasons, there is an outrageous amount of tits in the show.
The tits really dropped off after the first.
Yeah, they drop off. Tits go down, killing goes up.
Love that. See, because I can just go on Pornhub and see better tits.
Right.
There's a whole section.
But this isn't a TV show.
Should we do that right now on the podcast?
No.
That would be wild.
No.
Okay, so finish Thrones. And then you're going to have, we got to get you going through some of these shows.
Dude, I wish I was one of the Dothrakis. I was Drago Dothraki.
True. Okay. So here's my honorable mentions. Those are good lists. Even Drake only seeing, 3 shows in his life. Those are good lists. My honorable mention is, and these are all, I believe, hour long shows still. So I didn't go with any of the short ones. Narcos.
Narcos is a great show.
Great show.
Narcos is an honorable mention.
Dexter, I haven't finished it all, but Dexter was one of my, I don't know why I didn't finish it, but it's not like it was going to change much. I don't know if the last 3 seasons or last 4 seasons suck. If they do, maybe I have a different opinion, but the first 4 or 5 seasons were great. I saw the first 2 seasons of Stranger Things, a bunch of hype on that recently. Going to have to watch the rest of that. That's an honorable mention, potential for top 5, maybe someday. Suits is an incredible show.
I like Suits.
That probably sits at like number 6. If we went out that far, Elementary, which is, it's not like a show that would show up on anybody else's list, but it follows a British guy and it's Sherlock Holmes. It's a Sherlock Holmes storyline. His name is literally Sherlock. And then this one is like a super budget sci-fi, but I was super into it. It's called The 100. I don't know if any of you have ever heard or seen of that. It's like a budget sci-fi series, but ended up being really, really good and like went for 4 seasons. And I was pretty pleased with it. So those are my honorable mentions.
Yep. Suits is a good honorable mention. Narcos is a good honorable mention. Another one to check out is Burn Notice. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was, I think, middle school, high school era for us.
Burn Notice was definitely on the big like top 100 lists of all these things I was searching. And a couple that I'm going to have to end up watching that showed up on every list was The West Wing. The West Wing. The Sopranos.
Sopranos. My parents love Sopranos. I got to watch that.
So. Again, I think these are two older TV shows, so there's a little bit of age bias in there.
They are, yeah.
And there was a couple other ones, but really good shows. Fargo showed up a lot as well. Fargo is a little bit Yellowstone-ish, maybe. I don't know. Fargo, have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Based on a Coen brothers film, the same name, Fargo is a darkly comedic anthology show that quirky characters in small towns. The series has received top marks for critics. Dedication to the absurd. Oh, it sounds like a fucking show for me and Drake. So that's cool. Long episode tonight, but that was good. Top fives are good. And now I'm inspired because now I have a couple new shows to watch. So drop your top five either in the Discord or on social media. And if anybody else wants to help us out, I mean, we're not giving you any of the cut, let's be honest, because we're already undercutting this company. But the walk-on NIL club is under construction.
Facts.
So that's all we got. Drake and I don't know what Drake's doing over the weekend, but I might even get in some solo interviews because I'm going on what you could call a baby moon, I guess, next Thursday. The bride and I are going out to San Diego.
Founded by the Germans in 1941.
We're going to have to do top five all-time movies now, too.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to San Diego for a week from next Thursday. So a week from today when you're hearing this for a week.
Ship me some weed?
No, I will not do that. So Drake and I are going to... Drake and I, or just me, we're
just gonna you, dude. I'm going to be in Gatlinburg on family vacation.
Jesus Christ. You actually like family now. All right. Sounds good. Until
that's
then,
not my family.
We'll talk next Monday. Like okay. We'll talk next Monday. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Peace.